Unit 3. Getting Ideas Off the Ground. Page 59.
Tiny, but not trivial. It keeps our shirts closed and helps protect us from the cold. This invention can be as small as a pea or as big as a small dish. It is usually made of metal, wood, or plastic. What is it? A button. The button has been with us for over 3,000 years. Back then, people used belts and pins to fasten their clothing, not buttons. In the beginning, buttons had no practical use. They were mainly used to decorate clothing. They were made of bone, wood, metal, and even seashells. It is believed that the Crusaders, returning from battles in the Middle East, brought buttons to Europe in the 1200s. In 1250, a special organization of button makers was established in France. They created beautiful buttons, which were status symbols for the rich. Throughout the 1500s and 1600s, buttons continued to be status symbols. Kings put as many buttons on their garments as possible to impress people and to show they were richer, more important, and more powerful than other kings. In 1520, King Francis I of France decorated his garments with 13,600 buttons to impress King Henry VIII of England. King Louis XIV, 1638 to 1715, spent over $5 million on buttons while he was king. In those days, each button was unique. They were created one at a time using jewels and precious metals, such as silver and gold. They were so valuable that you could go to prison or even be put to death for stealing buttons. Buttons soon spread around the world. In the 1700s, buttons were made by all different kinds of craftsmen using different materials such as cloth, wood, clay, and ceramics. During this time, it became more and more common to use buttons to fasten coats, vests, shirts, and even shoes. There were also some unusual uses for buttons. In the 1600s, Americans used buttons instead of money to buy food from the Indians. During the American Civil War, 1861 to 1865, two-piece metal buttons on uniforms were taken apart and used by spies to carry secret messages. It is believed that Napoleon Bonaparte had buttons put on the sleeves of soldiers' uniforms, apparently to stop the soldiers from wiping their noses on their sleeves. In the 1800s, factories began producing buttons by the millions. They were made of wood, bone, rubber, plastic, and ordinary metals. Today, buttons are everyday objects that are ignored and forgotten, until we lose a button on our favorite shirt.